Kol Elyon. Hashem is the supreme power. Elyon. Elevated. Ramban in Bereishis Yedalad, Pasuk Yedches, Hashem is all powerful. Above, anything which is above. Gavoy al kol gavoyim. In fact, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel is a metaphysical Gemara. Gemara that can't be taken at face value. It's certainly Agadita. But the Gemara tells us that from the land until the Rakia, the first heaven, is the journey of 500 years. And the thickness of the Rakia is a journey of 500 years. And between every single level in Shamayim is a journey of 500 years. And above the Rakia is the Chayas HaKadosh. And the Gemara carries on to talk about the size, the scope of Shamayim, the Kisei HaKavod, and the Melech Kel Chai V'Kayam, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gavoyam al Gavoyam. He is unquestionably and unfathomably far away. But on the other hand, the Yerushalmi at the end of Maseches Brachos says, Karelian HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems far away, but there's no one closer. And it quotes our Gemara in Chagiga about how every single journey to every level in Shamayim is a journey of 500 years. Kadosh Baruch Hu is so, so far away. Says the Yerushalmi, V'adam nichnes l'beis ha-knesses. The person goes to shul. V'aymed achayre ha-amud. Goes behind the pillar, umispal b'lechisha, and davens with a whisper, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'azin es'filas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right there listening. That yes, in a certain sense, Hashem is above and beyond. But Hashem is also so close. He's right there. He's present. He's listening. Tefillah has the ability to make that which is so far away, that which ordinarily will seem so unattainable, to be so close. So yes, Kel Elyon, we understand we're speaking to the supreme power. We're speaking to the infinite creator and sustainer of heaven and earth, who created all of this. Who is therefore above and beyond anything that was created. But with a whisper, with a heartfelt prayer, we can connect. And Baal HaTanya says this. Yes, it's true, Hashem is Ram V'Nisa Gavaya Ma'id. Hashem is great and far and very far away. But if a person calls out the Pnimiya Salif, Lamalim and Adas, not to detach themselves from Hashem's glory and His unity, it's Liba Bayek Sav Karish Be'esh, with a heart on fire, so have us Ha'ila Me'aleha, and Ma'atzom Litam Yadas, Lishtapech Nafshal Chikavya. We daven with passion, we daven with poise, we daven with presence. We are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, yes. Kel Elyon, in the first initial kavanah, is above, he's beyond, he's far away. But understand that we have the ability to draw him close from saying, Ashrei, Karev Hashem l'chol kairav l'chol sheiku b'yanis. Hashem is so close to all those that call out to him in truth. So we have the ability to bridge unfathomable distances with our attitude, with our mindset, with our heartfelt tefillah. We can draw Kadosh Baruch Hu close, we can be close to him. We can access him. We can develop that bond and that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is indeed above and beyond.